Because of a fundraising threshold, some of Indiana's 3rd District congressional candidates did not make the cut yesterday for the 3rd District debate. And I'm talking to one of those candidates right now, John Kenworthy. Good morning, John. Welcome back to WoWo.
Good morning, Kayla, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to WoWo Land.
Yeah, so glad you're here. John, let's get your thoughts and or even really feelings on the moderators implementing a fundraising threshold for the debate yesterday.
I'll be honest. I was very disappointed that that was the sole criteria for who was on the debate stage. I think that money in politics is what has gotten our country to where it's at. It's a huge problem. And, you know, the 2022 midterms, there is approximately $8.9 billion spent on politics, and it's going to be even more this year with it being a presidential election. And, you know, we see these numbers, they keep going up and up, but the problems in Washington don't get fixed. And I'm the only candidate in this race that has said multiple times that I think that it would be better if that money was given to a charity or to a local community organization, and have even told my supporters at times, twice specifically, that I would rather you donate to a charity than donate to me. You know, if you're well off enough to donate to both, that's great. But if not, you know, that money would be better spent, because in this race, there's 8 of us. 7 people aren't going to win.
Right.
That's a lot of money just going down the drain. And it saddens me that the state of our politics, that it has become so much about money.
How do we solve that problem then of getting money out of politics? Because I would like to think I am as kind of a person as you, John. And if I was running for office, I'd say, no, you don't need to give me your money. But I know myself better than that. And I would not have that attitude. So how would you propose getting the money out of politics?
You know, there's a couple of places that we can attack it. The first is, you know, I believe in free speech as much as any conservative, but I'm sorry, I think the Supreme Court got it wrong. A company is not a person. They do not deserve the same rights. So that would be one place to begin. Citizens United, I believe, was a bad decision. The second place is, you know, and this is going to be a weird one that's way out there and likely not to change, but the districts have just grown too large for the House. The founders never intended districts of the House to be 700,000 plus people. And we haven't added a seat to the House since 1913. They haven't been reapportioned. We didn't even add a seat when we added Alaska or Hawaii. And so, you know, it's one thing for the Senate to be large. That's the name of the game mm-hmm. there. But for the House, the founders intended it to be like 1 for 30,000 people. And that might be unacceptable today, that, you know, with our population, but it's just grown so large, and the concentration of power has gotten into fewer and fewer hands, even in the House, which is supposed to be the people's house. So maybe it's time we should add some more seats to the House.
Did you listen to the debate last night?
I did.
What did you think?
I was very disappointed in the answers that I heard, because it's a lot of them, unfortunately, were the same answers that we've heard the whole time. And they were answers where the candidates would maybe give 5 seconds of their pre-rehearsed soundbite or talking point to the question, and then, you know, 45, 50 seconds on whatever else that they wanted to spin off onto. They didn't go into details. There were not a lot of details. And the other thing I was very disappointed on was that 3 of those candidates that were on that debate stage did not take a strong stand on having the federal government take a pro-life approach and have a federal ban on abortion. You know, obviously Tim is my opponent, and I hope I beat him, but I will give him credit. He strongly stood for what he believed in. And the other three candidates, and these are three candidates that got endorsements from pro-life groups in the state, they would not take a stand and say, yes, 100%, there needs to be a federal ban. At least, you know, obviously getting the votes is another question, but at least a heartbeat or pain capable, like Tim said. And I was disappointed that they wouldn't take that stand.
I have to be honest with you and disagree with the first thing that you said, John. I actually felt like we got a lot of in-depth answers from the candidates. They were granted 90 seconds to respond to the questions. And I can actually only recall one moment where a candidate hearkened back to a previous question. It was actually Marlon Stutzman who hearkened back when talking about, I believe, Social Security to Israel and Ukraine funding. So I got to disagree with you there. But now when it comes to that national ban, that federal ban on abortion, I do agree with you. I felt like that question went unanswered. Answered by many of the candidates. You best bet I took note of that as well, John. And that's something I'll be discussing with all of them. I've got Tim Smith also on this morning, along with Wendy Davis, and then Marlon Stutzman and Andy Zay on tomorrow to really press them on that. It took every ounce of my being not to press them on that yesterday, but I understood my role as a moderator. Was there anything that wasn't asked that you wished was asked, John?
I think a question that would have been interesting to hear, and it sort of got brought up right at the end a little bit. There was a lot of talk about, you know, who would be beholden to super PACs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important question because right now we are talking about money in politics. But I also think it's important to ask who is going to 100% follow the leadership. You know, Tim said he wouldn't be beholden to super PACs because he's put a lot of his own money in. Mm-hmm. And for somebody that is, you know, and good on him, that's independently wealthy and been successful, that's an easy choice to make. For me, that's a little bit more difficult because I'm not in the same position proportionately. But at the same time, he said he's going to 100% support Trump. And, you know, so I think a question about, are you going to support Donald Trump 100% of the time? Because a lot of them stood on the stage and they kept talking about President Trump. And I'm, you know, I supported President Trump when he did the right thing. But like we just brought up on abortion recently, mm-hmm. I think he's wrong. I think there's been times in the past on the Second Amendment with the bump stock ban that he has been wrong. And I've repeatedly said that I won't be a yes man for anybody in leadership, whether that's President Trump or a Speaker Johnson or whoever's in charge. I'm going to be going there to support the country and support this district. And I think it would have been interesting to ask that question. What will you do if what's best for the country or district falls out of line with whoever's in leadership, including President Trump?
John, how can people learn more about you and your campaign?
The best place is kenworthyforcongress.com, but I'm also on all the social media, Facebook, X, etc. So please follow me there as well.
John, best of luck. I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future before May 7th.
Thank you so much, Kayla. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That's John Kenworthy, one of your third district congressional candidates. He did not make the cut for the debate yesterday. If you missed the debate, you can listen to it online at wobo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.